going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sandstorm, baby. Time to get hype. Lot of good tonight, man. We got the Caps playing. Game 3. Chance to get up 3-0 in the playoffs.
That would be fantastic.
Helping us break down all things Caps Canadiens is our friend Carl Alsner joining the program. Carl, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always happy to jump on with you boys.
Appreciate you, brother.
What have you thought of the Caps so far through two games up 2-0 in this series?
Oh, it's been great. It's been really good playoff hockey. You know, I personally am a fan of the low scoring, tight checking, good goaltending games versus, you know, some of the big ones, the 6-2s, the 6-5s. You know, to me it just doesn't feel like playoff hockey, and so I think we're getting that good stuff from the Caps Montreal series right now. And I've been saying this throughout the season, but I thought they were built really well for the playoffs, right? They got good depth. They got players that can play D, but can also contribute offensively. And I think we're seeing that right now. I mean, having McMichael score, Ovi obviously chipping in, Strom, guys that you need. But man, I've been so pumped just to see how good the picking up Dubois has worked out, right? This guy has been playing lights out defensively. You know, little things that you know, former players and current players are picking up on that you just need. You need someone that can go out there and shut down and play smart and make those good decisions. And he's doing that right now. So I'm excited about it. Hopefully you can tell in my voice.
I think I can hear it, dude.
The team is in a good spot right now. And you know, the competition is going to get harder and harder. And obviously, there's still lots of hockey to play in this series. But the team looks like they're in a good spot right now.
Carl, you mentioned goaltending. How impressed have you been with Logan Thompson?
It's been awesome. Look, you need two things from your goalie, right? You need them to not give up a freebie, and you need them to steal one or two every now and then. And that's happened so far, right? There hasn't been really any easy goal. And he made some crazy saves last game. I mean, he's getting peppered in the third period, as you'd expect when you're up. And he's been able to stand up to the test. So I'm pumped for him. He's working hard. He's battling hard. And that's contagious for the rest of the team. So the great thing is if anything were to happen, they have an absolutely stellar option two waiting on the bench there in Charlie Lindgren. So far, so good.
Talking with our buddy Carl Alsner here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Carl a follow at Carl, K-A-R-L, Alsner, A-L-Z-N-E-R. Of course, a 9-year veteran with the Caps. Played 82 games your last year in Washington. I can't imagine playing every game in a hockey season, man. That is really nuts. Obviously, the injury, I don't want to say bug, because it's just been a couple guys and pretty fluky stuff, has impacted Washington here down the stretch. I saw that at Morning Skate today, Protas was not – he was wearing a regular jersey, so not the non-contact jersey – and he stayed on the ice when everybody was out there. Two-parter, when do you think he comes back, and how much of an impact does he make when he comes back?
Yeah, so it's obviously exciting when you see an injured guy get on the ice and be around the team. That's great, but I don't think, this is just my opinion as if I was running this team, I wouldn't bring him back until they needed him and they knew he was going to be better. You know, whatever his percentage of readiness is better than what your other options are, right? Like, is his 80% better than somebody else's 100%? And they need to make that decision themselves. You're up 2-0 right now, so I don't think they're in any sort of rush to bring him in. But, you know, if this series was 1-1, if they were down, then, yeah, you might want to ask him, you know, how are you? Are you good enough, right? And the tough thing is wading through that answer, because I'd say 99 out of 100 hockey players are going to not tell you the truth if they're feeling bad, especially in the playoffs. They're going to lie to you. So you have to do your own detective work there and just know the person. But he would make a huge impact. I mean, 6'6", 66 points this season. Like, that's a player you want to have in the lineup and someone who can do damage. And he has grown unbelievably this year. So it would be nice to get him some playoff experience sooner rather than later. And he would make an impact on this whole series. But like I said, it's right now, don't risk it. Don't mess with the lineup the way it is currently.
Carl, I know the playoffs are going on, but you played with Ovi. How impressed have you been with what he's done this year to get the record and all that and still playing at that high pitch 20 years into it?
Yeah, I'm super impressed. I'm like kind of nervous because I don't want him to fall off. I don't want him to get tired. He needs to be able to sustain this for four series. And, you know, I think we've all seen, you know, over the last few years, there's points in the season where he has some lulls, and you would assume that that's going to happen at his age and the way he's played the game. But this year he's been so darn consistent. It almost doesn't make sense. So I'm happy about it. I think it's been great for the city. It's been great for the league. I think you're seeing a lot of players on other teams kind of show their fandom also, which is pretty cool. They're cheering for him. They're excited that they've been a part of his journey as well. Maybe been scored against, whatever it may be. I think that's really cool. But this team needs Ovi to continue to play at that level for the entire playoffs. You mean go back and look at it through the years. That one year when they won, I mean, him and Kuzi both played at a crazy sustained level for every single series, and it's just hard to do. So
absolutely,
I'm hoping that he can continue it, and if he can, then the team's going to be in good shape.
Well, and I thought it was huge, too, to get the game to win without needing offense. Not offense is too broad of a word, but without points from Ovechkin, right? Like, you know, you had Strome and McMichael, and because in game one, they were almost reliant on Ovi to get over the hump, especially when it went into overtime. I think when this team was at its best in January, February, kind of before the Four Nations break, everybody was scoring, everybody was a threat, and Ovi was still doing his thing, and he was hurt for a while there too.
Yeah, I mean, look, playoff hockey, it's different than some other sports where you can have one player that can just do it all for you. You cannot do that. If you go back and look at teams that win, they have players up and down the lineup that contribute offensively, right? You need everyone to play good defensively, but you need to have different heroes, right? Go back to once again to the year that the Caps won. Obviously, Ovi and Kuzi played great, but you had Devontae Smith-Pelly that was scoring goals. You had Chiasson scoring goals. You had Lars Eller chipping in, right? Like, you need those players as well. So Ovi can go out there and create the excitement and intensity the way he does by crashing and banging and knocking over everything that steps in his way. And Tom Wilson can do that as well. Perfect. Chip in when they can. But we, in the playoffs, game plan so hard, and everyone is focused so hard on stopping those top guys. So you need your other guys to do it as well. I mean, yeah, it's so few teams that can get away with it. Edmonton Oilers, I'd say, is one of the rare exceptions because they have two of the best players that the game has seen, sure, in Draisaitl and McDavid. But it typically just doesn't happen that way. So the Caps are built for playoffs right now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Caps are playing really well. Capital One Arena has been rocking.
Yes, it has.
But Carl, you've played in Montreal. What do you expect from that arena tonight? You know, it's the first home playoff game in a minute for those fans that are hardcore. How tough of a place is that going to be to win tonight for Washington?
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be a surprise. The comment from some of the players is, you know, how loud the Capital One Arena has been. Ryan Leonard, I think, said it, and I think he's going to be in for a little bit of a surprise when he goes into the Bell Center. It's, you know, there's a couple extra thousand people in there, so that makes a difference. But the way that the noise picks up is crazy. The only way around it is by jumping out to an early lead and trying to hem them in so that the crowd doesn't quite get into it. Because, you know, you got to remember, these are absolute diehard fans that can get frustrated as well. So if the Caps can play really good, you know, then that'll you're not only trying to beat the team on the ice, you're trying to beat the team off the ice in that arena. So, you know, fingers crossed they can do it. But just for the sake of the series, I mean, it would be fun to see Montreal play some decent hockey so that that the city can continue to buzz. But in the end, I think the Caps are just a little bit too all around for Montreal, at least from what we've seen so far.
So you feel that that's the key, that they have to get out early if they're going to beat Montreal up there?
Yeah, and you need to be so aware of the momentum swings, right? Like you see it in I think it was Ottawa, Toronto, right? Ottawa starts getting going, and Toronto can't quite keep up. Yesterday, oh my gosh, the St. Louis Winnipeg game. St. Louis looked like they were playing a junior team for the first 7 minutes of that game. It was absolutely insane, and that's what the momentum of the crowd can do. And Montreal will do that for their team if the team is playing good. So being able to, you know, flush a bad shift, get the puck out when necessary, no easy turnovers. I mean, these are all pretty simple cliche things, but there's a reason they're cliche, because that's what has to happen. So as long as they can play strong and no panic button, I think they'll be all right.
All right, a couple other things I wanted to ask you about, Carl. I know you have a charity event coming up at the end of May. Let everybody know what it's about for the Alzner Foundation.
Yeah, of course. We just actually finished our walkthrough. So this is going to be our second one. It's called Swing Into Summer. And it's a celebrity slow pitch softball game and home run derby. So we do it in Tyson's at the Capital One Field. And it
is cool.
So much fun. So it's, you know, you have some former major leaguers, some World Series champs, Ryan Zimmerman, Adam Eaton, played in it last year. They'll be there again this year. We'll have we'll have Ryan Kerrigan that's going to be a part of it, which is super exciting. So some Super Bowl champions as well. And then, of course, former Caps. And I'm hoping that we don't have any current Caps because I hope they're still playing. But if they're not, then we'll have some of those guys as well. So we just do a fun game. It's surprisingly very competitive. Guys reached out after apologizing that they didn't play better and that they weren't in game shape. And I'm just like kind of laughing, because it doesn't matter what the sport is. Everybody wants to compete. So,
wants to win, baby.
B-Mitch might be available.
Absolutely. I was pissed that my team lost last year. So I'm mad. I'm the one that put this thing on and I didn't get the win. I think I didn't create the teams lopsided enough, so I have some work to do.
You
got to
stack
year.
Your team, Carl.
All right, I got one other question, and maybe we could circle back as that gets closer to help promote the event. But one last thing, and you may not know this person. Do you know Chris Russell?
Chris Russell from in what world? I know Chris Russell,
the media guy, the radio station guy. We all work with him. He's big hockey guy.
We call him the Rooster.
Okay. We call him the Rooster.
Okay, gotcha.
He almost spilled a cup of hot noodles on Tom Wilson in the dressing room the other night. How do you think that would have gone?
I think it would have been pretty funny. I think Tom is, although can seem intimidating, he also has a pretty good sense of humor. So he probably would have wondered how the heck that even happened. But in the end, it would have been funny, and it would have been a good story. I'm sure the guys would have loved talking about it. So I don't think it would have been too bad. But, hey, it would have been nice also if he would have just went for an uppercut or something like that after. But I'm glad that didn't happen.
Just as a good rule of thumb, do you think reporters should leave their cups of hot noodles outside of the dressing room?
Yes, I think I hope this comes across not too rude, but I hope they leave the cups of noodles and they everyone grabs a piece of gum or mint as they walk into the dressing room. We all know when we're covering sports, we drink a whole lot of coffee, and when you're 6 inches from someone's face, it's not the nicest smell.
No, it definitely isn't. Are you on Monumental tonight for the game?
I'm taking tonight off for a big softball game happening here in McLean, and then I'll be back for game four.
Make sure you take Kyle Nevin's yard if he's pitching, all right?
I'm going to go and, I don't know, I'm going to give him a leaner on his front door.
I like it. Yo, Carl, thank you very much.
Appreciate you, man.
We'll circle back later in the playoffs.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Carl Alsner played many, many years for the Washington Capitals, been helping the Monumental Sports Network coverage of the Caps. Obviously, if you want to listen to the game tonight, it is on 106.7 The Fan if you want to watch it. Joe B. and now Alan May on the call, Monumental Sports Network. Can't wait for the Caps game tonight. Spoiler alert, I'm going to be watching some of that during the draft. Just letting you know, Landfill. When we come back, we're opening these phone lines up again at 1 o'clock.